Okay, so today inshallah regarding learning the meaning of the words of the Quran, we will revise again what we learned maybe 2 weeks ago, so that inshallah today we will continue. This is written in the notebook which you have, okay, so no need to write, just I want you to concentrate with me inshallah. So this is I is Anna. Now we will revise quickly, sister, so I want you to repeat with me 3 times because we will move to the new lesson. Anna, I.
Ana, I.
3 times.
Ana, I.
Again.
Ana, I.
Okay. Nahnu, we.
Nahnu, we. Nahnu, we. Nahnu, we.
Anta, you.
Anta, you.
Again.
Anta, you.
Anta.
Anta, you.
Anchi, you. This is anta for the male, anchi for the female. And I clarified to you that always with the male we will put fatha. With the female we will put kasra. Okay, so this is the rule. Okay, so male in front of you. Okay, you. This is you, is the male in front of you. Okay, anta. Okay, so we'll say anta.
Anti.
Anti. Female in front of you, anti.
Anti.
If I have 2 in front of me, I will say to them, antoma. Again, I will remind you with the rule. The rule is that this is the basic word. Anta. Okay? Here, when they are 2, I added ma. So it is antoma. Antoma. I want you, when you learn these rules, which you will have it from today, sisters, I want you to learn the rules. Without the rules, it will be difficult. Okay? So there is a rule for whatever we will learn. So for this group, this is called the second person. As we clarified, the one in front of you is the second person. For the second person, the basic word is anta. Okay? This is the basic word. This is the basic word is anta. Okay? So, if he is one man, it is anta. One woman, anti. 2 men or women, the same anta. And then I add ma. So it will anta and tu ma. If it is a group of men, it is anta, the same, and I put the letter meem. Antum. 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 If it is a group of females in front of me, like you sisters, I tell Anton. It is the same. How to make it easy for you? You know the basic word and you add. If they are 2 person, you add 2 letters. Ma. If they are group of men, meem. Group of women, anun. Okay, this we will apply it now soon. The third person is the absent person. Okay? He, huwa.
He, huwa.
Again, he, huwa.
He, huwa.
If she is she, heya. She, heya.
She,
heya.
She,
heya. Heya, na'ima. She is sleeping.
No, I'm not.
You are confused?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I don't
okay.
know. Some people because I wasn't here.
I will explain it to you. Yeah. I will explain it to you now. Okay? Here, the basic is the letter ha. Okay? For the third person, the basic is the letter ha. I will revise it again now. So it is ha. Okay? So for the man, it will be huwa. Haya. Again, 2 person, what we add? Ma. Ma. 2 person, ma. Okay? Group of men, meem. Group of women, noon. Okay? So it is huwa, haya, huma, hum, hunna. Okay? Right. So inshallah from today we will read revise again what we learn, and we will learn from today inshallah 5 words from what we are reading. We will learn the meaning, okay? And those words which I will give you the meaning are words which are repeated and repeated in the Quran, okay? First, let us read again what we learned today from verse from ayah 20 to from 20 to 30, the lower third of the page, okay? This is what we will learn. This page, which we have it, okay? Yes, inna jahannama kanat mirsad. We will read again this, and then I will give you 5 words. We will read it once together, Okay, if you have any difficulty in any word, just please clarify to me, and then I will give you 5 basic words to know the meaning. Then inshallah, next week I will show you where are these words in other verses of the Quran and how you can recognize inshallah. A'udhu billahi, let us read together from Inna Jahannama. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا. Again sister, I will repeat.
أحصيناه
كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. We will repeat the last ayah again. فذوقوا فلن
نزيدكم
إلا عذاب. صدق الله العظيم. Okay, this, you have to revise this inshallah and to write it 3 times from 20 to 30, starting from إن جهنم كانت مرصادة, and the last word will be إلا عذاب. Okay, from this to this, please write it 3 times. Okay? From 20 to 30. Okay? Now I want you to look with me from the start. Okay? We have عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. Now we will have the word الذي and هم. Okay? Now we will learn. Let us start with the word هم. هم they. Okay, right. Hum, they. THEY. Okay, so this is the first word, you know the meaning. Hum, they. They. Okay, let me write it for you on the board. So this is the first word. Now you will have the Arabic English dictionary. We call it like this. Hum, they. Okay, this is the first word. Okay, the second word which we'll have it today, okay, is سيعلمون. Okay? Or I tell you, let us have it simple today. Al-Ard. What is Al-Ard? Al-Ard is the earth. When you have Al, Al in Arabic equal to the. Okay? So the word Al-Ard is Al-Ard. I want you to write it like this, sister, when you have the meaning. Okay? Al-Ard is Al-Ard. Al is the. Whenever I have Al, it means the. Ard is earth. So it is the earth. Okay? So now we learn 2 words. We learn hum, they. Al, ard, al, the, ard, earth. Then we have al-layl. This is the third word. It is not written like this in the Quran. Okay? In the Quran, it is written like this. This is the الليل. Okay? وجعلنا الليل لباسا. This is the Quran, subhanAllah. Okay? Now you realize it? This is al-layl.
I know.
Oh, yes. So, what is al-layl again? When you have any word, yes, when you have any word with alif lam, you will write it like this, al-layl. This is al, which is there. Layl is night. Okay, so it is the night. Okay, so this is the third word. Whatever word you have, you divide it. When it have alif lam. Al-layl. The night. Al-ard. The earth. Night. The earth. So now, an-nahar. If you have al-layl, you must have the opposite. It is always the Quran like this. He will give you the word and the opposite of the word. What is an-nahar? An-nahar, I will divide it again. I have al plus nahar. This is the ha, sister. This is the letter ha. Okay? An-nahar. Okay? What is the meaning of an-nahar? Al is the. Nahar is day time. Day time. Okay? So now I have al-layl is the night. An-nahar is the day time. One, two opposite to each other. Always in the Quran, you will learn the meaning and the opposite. Allah make the layl for rest and the nahar to earn. Okay? So this is al-layl and this is al-nahar and this is al-ard and this is hum. What else we will have, inshallah?
Yes. Before you
cross
the line, can you just
leave it? Yes. I will make it for you. Yes, I will write for you the four words now again. Okay. Time. Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hum. What is hum? Hum they. Al-art. The earth. This is number two. Number three, al-layl, the night. Number four, al-nahar, the day time. Okay? Number five, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I want to give you al-jibal. Jibal. What is al? The. Jibal, mountains. Mountains. Okay, they are mountains. Okay, so now we have al-ard, al-layl, al-nahar, al-jibal, hum. Five words. I want you to write every word Arabic, English 10 times. Because these are all basic words, root words, يعني repeated words in the Quran. Al-ard, al-layl, al-nahar, al-jibal. You will find it a lot in the Quran, inshallah. Okay? You want more or this is enough for you? Now we will pronounce again. And you revise with me, sister. Hum. Hum. This is in the verse when we read الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ الَّذِي هُمْ هُمْ they. Okay, this is هُمْ they. Then the second is الْأَرْض. Sister, for the sake of Allah, just listen to me and then you look at home. الْأَرْض, I got it from the ayah أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ. This is الْأَرْضَ. Okay, I want you to look here how I divide al-ard. This is how it will be more easy for you to know the meaning. Whenever there is alif lam, I separate it. It is al-ard. Al-ard. Al-the. Ard-earth. Okay. Next, Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. This is al-layla. Okay, this is al-layla. Al la ye la al layl the night waj'alna an-nahara ma'asha al nahar the day time al nahar كويس. Then Allah said bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim wasuyyirat al-jibalu. This is al-jibalu. Al-jibalu. The, al-the. Mountains. What is easy for you now is that whenever I have alif ulam, al, I got it out. Then I have the only word, ard. So whenever I see alif rahda, when I read ardakum, for example, I find alif ra da, because I forget about the alif lam. It is not always there. The word is ard. The word is layl. The word is nahar. The word is jibal. This alif lam is addition. When you learn the word without any addition, the meaning without any addition, so that I can have this word ard and put, for example, whatever from here, okay. You see this na? You see this ya? When I say RG, this is equal to my, for example, land. Ard is earth or land, sisters. It is better to write ard is earth or land. When it has the al, it will be the earth. When it doesn't have al, it is any land. Okay? So when I have this main word, which is ard, and I put the ya at the end, this means my land. You see? I don't want to complicate you. Just I want you to know the word ard. Forget about the al. The al, whenever I find al, it is there. Okay? So today you learn ard, earth or land. Layl, night. Nahar, daytime. Jibal, mountains. Hum, they. Okay? Let us... بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Read it alone. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I will read it alone and you read inside yourself. Okay. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. Our Lord, inspire us with good conduct, save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Ameen.
And from a change in your protection.
Ameen.
And from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the head.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the grave.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the trials in lifetime and after death.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you.
Yes.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims.
Ameen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen.
Oh Allah, reward Sister Amina.